everybody, and welcome to episode number 17 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I am joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Hi.
And Dana Jungleward.
Hi.
Jess isn't joining us today because she's really busy, so she's dead to me. But you know,
and she's dealing with flight issues, too.
Yeah.
Yar.
Yeah, she's not been in a good mood, so might be a good thing that
it's
she's...
It's all that soy milk.
She's not here yet. Okay, well, let's start off like we always do with what we're playing. Megan, why don't you start us off this week?
I've actually been playing Super Mario Brothers DS, and it does have new in the title, but it's about 4 or 5 years old, so I'm going to call it that. And I found it sort of abandoned on this empty desk at the office, and I was like, I always want to play that. I'm going to, quote unquote, borrow it for the weekend and see how I do. And I flew through the game and really enjoyed it. It's a great travel game. Uh-huh. If you're on an airplane or you're on a train somewhere, like the time really flies, and it's got these cute little mini games, which I think were ported over from like the N64 game or something like uh-huh. that. So I enjoyed that. And then I tried to download the new DLC for Dragon Age twice in a row, but PSN does not want to be nice to me, even though my internet connection is fine. I cannot get on PSN for some reason.
Huh.
So
it's just PSN down in general, or are you able to access other parts?
Somebody
or...
on my Facebook page mentioned that other people are having problems with PSN on like Tuesday night or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I had problems again last night, but I checked my internet connection, it was fine.
Time to get a 360.
LOL.
Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
You're starting with the Sony hate already.
No, I'm not.
Or
I'm not.
A PC, because Dragon Age is better on the PC.
That is true.
Yeah. I go back and forth between my PS3 and 360 pretty evenly.
Yeah.
When Kinect I'm not a comes fan out, girl. I will bow down and I will get a 360. But
wow.
Yeah. Basically,
Dance Central.
Yeah, Dance Central.
Yeah. Not Kinectimals. Hello.
Kinectimals. No, thank you. I don't need a pet tiger named Skittles.
Yeah, I already have.
You don't have to name him Skittles.
I already have a Nintendog who's languishing all by himself for years in that cartridge.
Poor that dog is going to be so filthy with that game back up. Oh, God.
How about you, Christine?
I just played Dragon Age 2. Woo. Cannot talk about what I thought about it yet. You can read that on next week. So keep your eyes out for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've been there for the last day and a half.
Yeah, I went yesterday. Yeah. I saw more... Stuff. Yeah, I can say what it is. I saw a bunch of Sims, like uh-huh. medieval and late night, and just the console one. And uh-huh. then I saw my Sims Sky Heroes.
Wow, you were just EA-ified.
I work at EA now. No, not really. But it is much sunnier down there, so I might not mind. And then on the personal side, I haven't really played much because I reviewed Monster Rancher.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of that? You didn't like it?
What platform?
DS.
It's a DS. Okay.
I gave it a 5.5.
Wow.
Ouch. Oh, sorry. 5.5. My brain initially was like, 5 out of 5.
That's pretty good. It's a perfect 5.
We don't do 5.
That's no.
point scale.
That's disappointing to me because I love the Monster Rancher series. I played the hell out of those games on
PlayStation. I just didn't find it fun at all.
PS2.
I was like,
I mean, maybe it didn't translate well.
No. It has not aged well.
Did you play any of the older ones?
I didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
No. But I was like,
Nicole's like, then maybe I will
this
like
kind
it.
Of like, it, that's why I give it a 5.5, because I was like, well, maybe if you're like super hardcore about Monster Rancher, you might get some pleasure out of this game. But for the average person, no, I don't think that. There you go.
Yeah. One of the big things in the previous games was the fun of kind of trying out your different
trying
CDs.
Trying out discs. It's different. It's so you use the touchscreen. So they have what they call a quote unquote magic grid, and you draw a picture on there, and basically it just spawns a new monster based on what you've drawn. But I have managed to draw the same thing twice and get two different monsters. However, there is I researched on the interwebs. And it had sort of a grid outline where if you put a certain dot here, whatever, this is the area that you'll get this monster or whatever. Uh-huh. They've already deciphered how the magic grid works. And then the other way to do it is to talk into the microphone and just say something out loud and it will spawn a monster. But all I did was just curse at it because I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Again, that, I mean, voice has to be completely random.
Right.
Because there's no way of... I said nothing one time and it spawned something, so that was my spell.
Okay.
My silent spell.
Well, it's unfortunate that you didn't like it.
I thought it was boring. That was my big... It was boring. It wasn't fun to like spawn. Mm-hmm. Well, finding the monsters was kind of okay, but then after that, going to train them, like, put me to sleep.
Oh, okay. Because
all you do is push a button, feeling. Like, go do this. But it wasn't a mini game. I thought it would be a mini game to train them, but instead you're just watching a cutscene of them doing it, and then they either fail or they'll do it or they'll like exceed. And you just kind of have to wait.
Than the PS2 ones. So they're a little more involved.
Yeah, it wasn't very... It didn't connect you with, you know, the experience at all. So you're just kind of like watching it happen. It was very weird.
That sucks.
Yeah. So no go on that one. But
okay,
I'm still playing WoW too.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay, WoW.
And I haven't logged into that. I think I'm...
You will with Cataclysm.
Years. Oh, I know. Oh,
it's so good.
I shouldn't admit this as an RPG fan, but I've never played.
Oh, I'd never played it until recently, but it is actually a lot of fun. However,
it's a lot of fun.
Now, having played Cataclysm, I would wait.
I'm not actually even the biggest RPG fan, but WoW's awesome.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. It is something that you can get sucked into. We can play together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it is always more fun if you have people you know to play with. Because I don't play with... Otherwise, I play by myself. I don't play. I do the one-night stand groupings.
Is what I like to call them.
Yeah.
Which is just if you happen to run into somebody that's in the same area, you're like, hey, want to group up really quick and fight this boss? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what have you been playing, Dana?
I have not been playing anything this last week because we have just been doing a lot of, I don't know, a lot of home stuff. It's kind of just like a lot of painting and a lot of, and I've also been just reading and TV. I have to do a plug because we just watched the 7 episodes that are on Hulu of Louie, which is a Louis C.K. Show on FX, and it is really, 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 really funny. Definitely worth watching. They're all on Hulu, so if you haven't watched it, do. Although it's pretty dark, so if that is not your sort of
humor style,
is not your sort of humor style, then I would not go near it. But yeah, I was gonna the one night that I was like, okay, I might play a game. And I was like, I'll boot Limbo back up, and there we have a critter that got into our attic. And
I was sitting in the living room. What kind of a critter?
I don't know yet. Oh, I don't know because
unidentified critter.
Because the pest guy is coming tomorrow to see what kind of critter it is.
I like that word.
I'm crossing my fingers for rat or mouse because if it is not one of those, if it's like squirrel or bigger
or bat,
then he can't take care of it. He has to give me the name of like some animal control guy. And so then I have to wait even longer. Yeah. But I was sitting in my living room. And I could just hear like something like scritching around in there, and I was like, I am not playing Limbo with like those spiders.
Oh, that's what I also play that over the weekend.
Yeah. So I watched some TV instead.
Oh,
I just to drown it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I just remembered that because I couldn't download the DLC for Dragon Age, which I'm very bitter about. PSN, fix yourself. I replayed Pixel Junk Eden, which I forgot was just like a really cool game with a really awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that. So I was just like, at one point, I was just sort of grooving to the music. I wasn't even playing. I was like, dance.
I just having a dance party.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Clements and I should like dance to that soundtrack together.
You totally should.
Awesome. Yeah, cool.
What about you, Nicole?
I 100%ed Lego Harry Potter.
Woo!
Good job.
Can I borrow it now?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'll bring it in.
I don't know what happened to our car. It's probably in that giant pile of crap.
Yeah, it was really cool. The amount of content in that game is nuts. Absolutely
nuts.
Yeah,
how long did that take you? Like, how many hours?
You know, I wasn't even keeping track.
Well, it doesn't in the game, though, right?
I don't know if it does or not. Oh. I probably could check. But I played it, every night for a good 5 or 6 nights for about 2 hours, 3 hours apiece.
Wow.
And that was after you'd finished it. Well, finished
The
campaign.
Story,
after you finished the story.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it really encourages you to 100% it because you have to find all the gold bricks in order to unlock Voldemort.
Oh,
as a playable character. So, and then when you do that, you get another level.
Oh, and that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
If I had the patience, I might do that. Maybe if I just do a guide.
Is that Alan Smithers' character?
Is what?
So what?
Is
that Alan Rickman's character?
No, that's no. That's he's Snape. Snape.
That's
Ralph
Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. Yeah.
You call him Ray.
Rafe is how you pronounce it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about.
Whoops, sorry.
Megan Naughty, okay. Harry Potter fan confirmed.
You're old, older like me. You remember The English Patient and when he was nominated for everything in the world, and then it was like Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Oh, it's Rafe. I thought you were saying Ray.
Rafe. No, Rafe. Yeah. Okay. My buddy Ray.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're on a first name.
He's a good actor. I was excited when I heard he was going to be Voldemort.
They do good casting in the whole Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
They definitely have done a good job.
And then after I finished Lego Harry Potter, I started Mass Effect. This will be the third time that I've started.
Did you start over completely?
I started over completely. It's been so long since I played
it. Yeah, it's sort of better to start over.
And I'm further than I was any other time that I played it, and I'm enjoying it more.
Another convert.
Basically, I think what my problem was is like a few years ago when it came out, it was like 2007.
Yeah.
So back then, I was still in my non-defensive kind of run and gun way to play games. So I'd run out there and shoot and just die like immediately. So now that I'm better at and more into taking cover and just shooting around corners and things of that nature. It's more enjoyable that way. I haven't had very many problems thus far. So it's cool.
Are you playing Paragon or Renegade?
I'm doing a little bit of both. Mostly Paragon for the most part, because I have a hard time being bad.
Yeah.
But I helped the guy cheat at the casino thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. But yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'll be looking forward to finishing that, and then probably do two, as well. So that's what we've been playing, and so we're gonna move on to our topic of the week this week. Earlier this week on Kotaku, they posted a story about the fact that there aren't very many games coming out for the PSP this fall, and they kind of think that might be a sign of the PSP's decline. So, what do we think about that? Is the PSP doomed?
I hope not, because I have a PSP Go and I like it.
Yeah, I hope not either.
I don't understand why Sony is so... I mean, like, there are certain games out there, like Patapon 3 is coming out and Ghost of Sparta, and so it's like when they're on, they're really on, but it seems like there's this weird, like, span of nothing where you're like, oh,
considering that they just started doing that marketing campaign for it though with Kevin Butler. I can't remember what the kid's name
is Marcus
there you go. You know, I don't think that they would be like, oh, we just spent all this money advertising this and pushing this and now we're going to abandon it.
I think Sony is doing their own proprietary stuff. Development
for the third parties.
The problem is making it worthwhile for third parties, and they keep making decisions that are just Sony has a whole history of just doing stuff that it just seems kind of, you know, like when they released their first digital music players that only played their own proprietary digital format, which is just stupid. You're like, you want people to be able to use any music from anywhere.
They made a huge mistake with the PSP right out of the gate with no second analog stick.
Yeah, people really hate that.
I think it's so much less about the lack of a second analog stick, and it's just their stupid proprietary media, and like with... you know, the whole UMD thing and all that sort of stuff, and like selling all those movies, you know, and look how quickly that tanked.
But UMD Nintendo has proprietary carts as well, and that doesn't screw them out of anything.
Yeah, but they make good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
No, believe me, I'm not like a Nintendo, Super Nintendo fangirl kind of thing. I'm just, you know, I can only think of literally a handful of PSP games where I'm like, wow, I actually want to go out and buy that.
Well, the thing about the DS compared to the PSP as well is that it forces developers to do something different. Like the PSP, it's way too easy for people to just port over whatever they did already.
And then when they released, I mean, to me, it was the release of the Go that just like made me want to hit my head against the wall because they released a new version of the same system, but it didn't have any way to play any of your previous games, all those UMD slots. And then they said that they thought about making a way for you to actually be able to convert them digitally and put them on. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, no, we're not going to do that. It's like, what the... I mean, it's just it's just stupid. It's just
bother
ridiculous.
Me because I never had a PSP before. Right. Yeah. So as a new adopter, I was like, I'm going to get the Go because
I'm not saying
I don't want to carry games around with
Go,
me.
Yeah. Annoying. And I'm a huge fan. I'm not against digital media and everything. It just seems like such a short-sighted thing.
No,
and
I
they
just
think, and they make so many decisions like that. Like, and I don't, you know, like I know that like initially they didn't want Netflix on
PS3.
The PS3 yeah. because they didn't, you know, it's, they just seem to think that they can, like, if they only let you use their format, then people will, you know, get stuck into it. I don't know. It's just, I mean, look at something like,
well, if you look, you know, they're
such an old school mindset.
They're cocky too, because I mean, they've won the Blu-ray war, so they think that they can win it in everything.
Yeah, but the physical, what they don't realize is that physical media is ultimately going to lose to digital media, and so.
Yeah,
I don't know. You just look at something like a more. It's just such an old school approach, and you look at. So many you look at tech companies, and the ones that are succeeding are the ones that are using tools. It's like, if someone else has already made a good tool, let's just use it rather than doing our own stupid proprietary version, which costs a lot of money to develop and then also isn't compatible with other things. I mean, if you look at social networks, and that so many of them are now actually using Facebook Connect. It's like, we can't compete with Facebook, and we know everyone's already on Facebook. So we will build a social network that actually pulls in Facebook Connect to use it, you know, and it would just be, and that's a smart decision to make rather than being like, no,
we're going to take you down.
Yeah. And it's just, like, and they keep doing that. And it's just blows my mind. And I, you know, like, There actually have not been a ton of PSP games that I've played. Like, still my favorite PSP game is a launch game, which was Luminous.
Yeah.
but there have been good games for the system, but I'm not a Sony hater. Like, I would say, as far as like full consoles go, the PS3, like, my favorite games have been on, like, PS3 proprietary. It just boggles my mind that they keep making these choices.
I have a question, because it seems like with the UMD thing, like on the PSP Go, you can't play things. And there are certain places, like I have Space Invaders Extreme, I love the game, Chains of Olympus, You can't play on the PSP Go. And then I noticed that it's sort of like the same thing with the backwards compatibility of the PS3. Does it take up too much room? What is the deal? Because I have a ton of PS2 games.
No, I know.
You know, I don't want to have to download Shadow of Colossus. I think it was just too expensive.
It
just
made it made the system more expensive to produce. And so then they pulled it out.
Yes,
I guess it just.
I'm there with you. Mm-hmm. It drives me nuts that my PS2 is still like I'm having to hang on to it, because I would ditch it like that if I knew it could play those PS2 games.
Greg has one of the backwards compatible PS2.
That's doing.
A lot of people also were like really proud of the fact that they got backwards compatibility, or they go out of their way to find one, because they're like a huge PS2 collection that they really don't want to have to re-download things and re-spend the money, because it's not like Final Fantasy X is going to be like $9.99.
I know,
for quite some time.
And I don't even have a PS2 Slim. I have like the old
clunky one.
Those are so heavy.
Oh my god! Final Fantasy X came out. Collecting dust. And it's like.
I know. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, the games that I kept are games that I've really loved and have enjoyed, but I'm not quite sure why I'm deluding myself into thinking I have a stack of 360 and PS3 games.
It's sentimental. You want to hold on to them. You had a good time with them. You don't want to just cast them off.
No, I'm pretty callous. Oh. I like space. Right. I don't like clutter.
Well, me either, but I do keep
I do replay Final Fantasy X, or I still have like Devil May Cry, or you know, like games like Shadow of the Colossus.
I just know I don't have time to play games
that
once,
are old.
Once.
When they're so many new,
Yeah, what's your take? Sorry, I kept.
Obviously, it's not going anywhere. It's still. The other thing that is very interesting is the PSP is hugely successful in Japan. It's just not successful over here.
Yeah.
It can top the hardware charts in Japan easily when there's a big release out for it, like when Monster Hunter came out. Just like, you know, kids skipping school and, you know, going to buy the Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time for them to announce a new version, a new PSP that will have backwards compatibility, that will have a second analog stick. I think
if there was just no analog stick whatsoever. It's like it's, the DS. Yeah. I don't, like, why?
It's sad to me that a system that had so much promise, because I was working on Official PlayStation Magazine when the PSP came out, and you know, and the DS and the PSP came out within each other, and I remember, you know, EGM, which was just around the corner from us, and you know, everyone doing the, because they were doing all the comparisons of DS versus PSP, and nobody thought that the DS was going to be the winner. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, the PSP is so much prettier. It's like, look at how much better the graphics are. It's just a sexier, grown-up machine, and it has all this other compatibility.
The reason, well, I mean, this is the thing. The reason why I think the DS won is because Nintendo was smart and went after a new audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just the existing core gamer audience, which is another, I hate to beat a dead horse here, mm-hmm. but we got to expand this audience or, mm-hmm. you know, everything is just going to shrivel up. And
mm-hmm. yeah, the Nintendo DS has captured a whole new audience. Like, yeah. my sister has been out of gaming for years, but she got a Nintendo DS because she travels a lot, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of casual, mm-hmm. friendly things like Professor Layton and, you know, just different puzzle games and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so, you know, she's got a ton of Nintendo, like, she borrows my DS games now because we have similar tastes. And it's, I mean, it was a really brilliant move on Nintendo's part. Whereas, yeah. PSP is like, if I shout out a name like Chains of Olympus, she's like, what?
Right. Still more hardcore.
Yeah, yeah. It's much more hardcore.
The DS is my favorite game system.
Yeah. I mean, I think they need to do a new PSP, rethink their marketing strategy, and try to go after a broader audience.
Will Marcus be successful? I don't know. He's a really obnoxious.
I don't like him as much as Kevin.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, why isn't Kevin Butler in charge of this project?
Because they can't afford to pay him anymore.
Because he's an idea, not a real person.
Well, I know. I got a personal Twitter okay. from him today that said...
It was computer generated.
Yeah, computer generated. It was great. It's just like, I always give out personal messages to my fanboys and fangirls. That's a computer generated message. Thank you for following me on Twitter.
Nice.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, I actually was thinking that we might have gotten an announcement for a new PSP at E3 this year.
Well, that was the rumor. Happen. Yeah, that the excuse me, PSP 2 would be on the way.
Hopefully it's not called that.
Yeah, PSP whatever. <Those. laughs> I guess because you've had what the Go is technically the fourth version of the PSP.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say new version, I mean
actual.
New. Well, if you don't want it to be called PSP 2, what do you want it to be called? PSP Power?
PSP 3D.
Yeah, there you go.
3D PSP sounds better.
Come on, you know that they've got to be trying to, between the 3DS and then Sony itself is pushing 3D really hard for PS3. So you know they've got to be trying to figure out some way to 3Dize
the PS3.
I don't care about 3D either, or 3D, but really want the 3DS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it looks awesome. Yes, yeah, and I don't have to wear stupid glasses.
Yeah, no, 3DS to me is launch day hardware. Oh, and I'm not ever a launch day hardware person.
I'm just so excited for it.
DS, or I'm sorry, Nintendo, brilliant. Yeah. Yes. They got it.
Even though everybody's always like, everybody always hesitates, like right before Nintendo launches something.
But
like,
everyone who has seen the 3DS thinks it is...
is a believer.
Yeah. It is. I don't know anyone who saw it who is...
People told Damon, but that's because it didn't work for him. Yeah. Poor guy.
People doubted the Wii. I doubted the Wii.
But... I think everybody doubted the Wii.
I'm still not a big fan of the Wii.
I would say it is my least favorite gaming system, but you can't deny that it did permeate a whole bunch of households that had never played.
Introduced gaming had to a game system people. Before.
Even senior citizens play the Wii.
Yeah.
So. Yep, my grandma had one when I went to stay with her in the retirement
home.
There you
go. I'm trying to remember if we got my mom to try it or not. I don't think I did.
It took my mom a little while to even try bowling. I think she just didn't want to look stupid in front of everybody.
Yeah, no, my mom does not like looking stupid.
So I was like, no, come on, just do this. Just flick your arm. It's fine.
Yeah.
And she finally got it, and now she likes it.
Yeah, we were doing Wii Sports Resort over Christmas at home because my brother had just bought one. Or no, we brought ours with, but it was not able to talk her into it.
Is this the same one that likes to play the PS3?
No, her mother-in-law.
My siblings, my mother-in-law plays games and loves playing games, and I gave her my old 360, and she's very excited. And but yes, my mother and father,
not so much.
Do not like games as a concept. Do not like playing games. Funny that they are a waste of time for anyone to play. Yeah,
my mom's not super hardcore into games either, but my dad is, and that's how he, you know, I got started on his PC. I went back home recently. My dad's PC is like straight out of a nerd magazine. I don't even know. Like, the case is a dragon. But not only that, it's like the dragon's clear. You know, like it's a dragon print, and then it's got red lights.
Wow. So is it a voodoo?
It's like my uncle built. So,
oh,
you know,
sweet. Custom.
So custom. Yeah. Custom gaming rig. Sweet. But that was like the nerdiest case I've ever seen in my life.
That's
I was like,
hilarious.
Dad, are you serious? You are 60 years old. this looks like a gaming rig for a 12-year-old. What are you doing? Because it was just so ridiculously
over the top.
12-year-olds
don't have that kind of money.
I know. And I was like, oh, shit,
that is amazing. My parents cannot see video games. cannot stand video games. My parents cannot do it. But then my younger brother and I like grew up with them. Like that's all I remember is video games. But for my parents,
your parents,
Pong and Pac-Man, and that's enough of video games. And so like the only thing my mom might possibly consider getting is a Nintendo DS because it has like productivity games and puzzle games and things that don't,
it's going to make you smarter.
That's the only way to sell it. Otherwise my parents are just baffled by video games.
My parents are both baffled and also disapprove of them. My favorite is when dad tells me what a waste of time they are as he's playing solitaire on his palm for 3 hours at a time. I'm like watching him be like, I can't believe you waste all your time with
that. I take back on my dad that actually my parents also play solitaire either on the PC or actually with cards. But yeah, on PC, they'll actually play like Hearts and Solitaire. So I'm going to bring that up next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, that is a video game.
It is a video game.
Well, yes. And my parents have logged possibly more hours of than I have been alive playing Solitaire. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so we got off on a little tangent there.
Yes. That's okay. It happens.
So is anybody else with me? Are we ready for a new PSP?
No, because I just got my Go. I don't want a new one.
Well, I'm sorry, Christine. It's nice to be you because I want a new PSP.
Actually, I don't care if it's a new PSP because since the Go, I can just download stuff off PSN. So the games are going to be,
I have to say, I kind of don't care because it's been so long since I've played my PSP that I don't really care about there being a follow-up. I'm not saying that I can't be made to care. Like, if something comes out that looks really cool or like a game comes out that looks really awesome, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like even
it gets less time than my DS.
I think new God of War looks really cool, but I'm finding as I'm playing God of War 3 that I'm kind of burned out on God of War.
Oh yeah,
a little bit. I'm like, yeah, it's still really really pretty, and it's a well constructed game, and I've played it before now 3 times.
What about Patapon 3? Mm-hmm. Did you play the first 2 Patapons?
I played the first Patapon a little bit and didn't really love it.
Uh-oh, Greg Miller's going to be mad.
I know. No, I know. I've seen other people say about their... I know that many, many people loved Patapon
2. Patapon 2 is better.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I did not play 2.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So...
I could be made to care, but right now I don't care.
Yeah. All righty, cool. Well, do you think there's going to be a follow-up?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there will be. Well, soon, I don't know.
Yes.
Right.
But we will see more of Marcus.
I don't think Sony's given up on it, and you know, I think that it's definitely possible that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be great to see more third parties just do something exclusive and original for it.
It will be interesting to see, you know, how they deal with the whole issue of smartphones, though, because that's the problem that both Sony and Nintendo have that wasn't around when these systems first launched back in 2005, is that now we all walk around
with an iPhone
with some phone that has graphics that are just as good and that you can download a $2 and $3 game. And
What Sony is trying to do with the minis.
Right.
Fail.
But
yeah.
$10 for Tetris or something. You're like, what?
Yeah.
No, wrong idea.
Yeah. So, and it will be interesting to see. It's going to take a lot more to make a handheld system.
Yeah.
Succeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. You got to have something like Nintendo, the 3DS. You know, your iPhone can't do.
Right. There are actually 3D phones.
There are 3D phones?
In development. When I was at the, there was a mobile conference about a month ago, and I had to go moderate a panel in it. And so when I was walking through, there are actually 2 companies that are working on 3D screens.
Does it look like
and
3DS?
So one of them was it was not quite as good. So Sharp is who makes Nintendo screen, the 3DS, but then this other company, and I can't remember their name, like was there, and they have a phone, like it was a prototype and it's in development, but it was not as good. And then I asked them, I was like, oh, does it have a does it have a slider? And they were like, huh? I'm like, wait, if there are only 2 of you in the marketplace, you would think you would know everything that your competitor is up to. And so I was like, well, on the 3DS, you can like slide the 3D. And she was like, oh. And I'm like,
oh, that's a good idea. We should put that on our phone.
How are you just finding this out now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. So write in and let us know what you guys think about the PSP. And whether you think it's going to be around for the long haul.
So let's move on to questions. First off, we've got a shout out, a question and a shout out, came from George. He is asking us to wish his amazing girlfriend, Brittany Jarosh, happy birthday. Her birthday is on August 14th, which is Saturday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And then his question is actually kind of a hard one. If your life were a video game, what genre of video game would it be, and what would the title be?
Well, it would be an RPG.
Yeah, probably.
Mine would be a hidden object game. Where are my keys? What is this? That's all I get.
Is it under this thing?
Yeah, no, I know, yeah.
As long as there aren't donuts on your bed.
Yeah, no, that's I'm going to stop right there. That's where mine will stop.
I don't know about this title.
Or it would be a stupid time management game, like freaking Diner Dash or something where I'm like trying to get everything done
at the,
Yeah. There you go. So not very exciting, my
right.
life.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with RPG because it's the least fun. Not that Diner Dash is not fun.
Yeah. Right.
But
I don't know. I think mine would be an adventure game. And my sister will get this reference called Spaz because I'm a little spastic.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hmm. Yeah. Mine would probably be time management too, honestly.
Yeah, I can't think of a good title.
Woo, don't you wish you had our lives?
Yeah. Yeah, no, mine would be a first person shooter and set in space.
Because we kill people.
I was going to say, really, Nicole, yours would be a first person shooter. Should I maybe not go back to my desk after this?
Okay, next question comes to us from Sean. Sean is responding to our video games as art debate way back in episode 2 or 3.
Yeah, that was way early.
Wants to know what video games we think we could show Roger Ebert that would convince him that they are art.
I'm not answering this question because I don't care if Roger Ebert thinks games are art.
Screw him.
I honestly
don't.
Well,
taking him out of the equation.
Yeah. Power.
Flower.
Flower, definitely.
That's Heavy Rain.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Heavy Rain, for sure. Yeah. So, there you go. Next question.
Okami.
Comes to us from Andrew. Mm-hmm. Andrew says he's a big fan of Mass Effect 2 and is wondering if we think, this is his words, the rather crap excuse for not having a gay option in the game was really a backlash from the whole sex box scandal on
Fox News. They have it in Dragon Age.
Yeah.
So I think that they really just didn't want that as part of this particular story.
Yeah. Or didn't have time
it's a thousand different reasons. And none of them are.
Well, and also the sex box thing. I mean, the people who came out of that looking stupid were the people who threw the fancy fit in the
first
place.
Was Fox News.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Whoops.
Hi, sister corporation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that next time.
I like it when the one lady was making a big deal of it and then she hadn't
She's
seen
like, I haven't played this game. I just watched it on YouTube.
And she was like, oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they
got graphically realistic.
Like terrorized her books page on Amazon.
Oh, I remember
gamer backlash.
That.
Yeah. So,
dude, don't mess with gamers online.
They've got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
And they will bring you down. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so next question comes to us from Alexander. Alexander wants to know if we think that Nintendo will advance the Wii in the near future into HD gaming, and if so, which game would we want to launch with it?
I think absolutely, I hope so.
They're going to have to. I mean, when HD TVs become the standard, they're going to have to.
Do anyone know what the percentage of how permeated?
Yeah, but it's grown substantially.
Yeah, although too, like us living out here in San Francisco amongst all of our
techie
friends, we may be a little sheltered from the real world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they definitely will. I think a good choice to launch it with would be one of their flagship properties, Mario, Zelda, or Metroid. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
So
please do that, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we would like to look at your games and go, oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess that looks okay for the Wii.
Yeah.
Epic Mickey. That'd be a good one to have.
Yeah, for sure.
The Demon Blade would actually be awesome because VanillaWare is really pretty art.
Yeah.
And sound.
Next question comes to us from Kyle. Kyle has two questions here. One is, he wants to know, since we have to write reviews for so many different games, do we ever get writer's block, or does it come easy for us?
I just started, so.
I have gone through different phases in my career of, you know, like as far as the volume that I write, and I don't actually write nearly as much now, but I find that the more I have to write, the easier it is to write.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, like, yeah, if you made me write something now, it would take me much, much longer than if, like, back in my prime. But, like, back in hardcore review season, like, you didn't have time to have writer's block. Like, you were like, oh, crap, I have four games to review for this issue, and I have to get them all done, and then I have to get them written and get all this stuff in. And, like, you didn't have the luxury of having it.
Yeah. It's part of the job.
Something.
You don't.
Yeah. No. I mean, there are things out there with my name on it that I do not think are good writing. But at some point, you just have to be like,
yeah,
I just have to put words on the paper, even if the words are not coming.
Right. Yeah.
I've only written a handful of reviews for IGNs. They'll toss something at me, and my IGN reviews usually are for like games that no one else wants to play, like
girl games.
Yeah, girl games or something. But I find that
Christine can do those.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually am more inspired by bad games. They're much more fun for me to write about.
It's easier to write about a game that you hate than it is to write about a game that you're like,
yeah.
Where you kind of don't care either way.
Exactly.
Right.
Everyone, look up my review for Spanish for Everyone. I think you'll be very entertained.
Spanish for Everyone?
Oh, yeah. That's the one where the kid's a drug mule.
What?
Oh, you don't know about that? It's great.
Wait, what is this 12-year-old game for?
It's for the Nintendo DS. I think it's yanked from the shelves. Yeah, but basically, it's a very tongue-in-cheek game that fails to teach you Spanish, but has a great...
But teaches you how to sell drugs.
Well, basically, yeah, you're a 12-year-old whose pedophile aunt takes you down to Mexico to basically sell drugs, but you don't know that you're a drug mule until like the very end where it all comes together, and then they make a very...
Sounds like the most amazing game of all time.
Is this some just some guys who thought they were being funny?
You can actually look up the clips on YouTube. If you put Spanish for Everyone on YouTube, then you'll be able to follow along.
I have to go research this game.
It's pretty amazing. That would be one. I was gonna say, I try, like, even if a game is bad, like, you can tell that there's I try not to be mean anymore. I have said snarky things in my time, and I now, for the most part, like, people spend years of their lives working on a game, and I don't want to diss someone's... I mean, I'm not going to say anything else. If something is not a good game, I'll say it's not a good game, but I try not to say, like, or make it personal, what kind of morons would, you know, just do things along those lines, and I try to be respectful of the work, even if the game sucks. But in the case like that, I would have no problems being like...
Oh, yeah.
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 I would.
Yeah, for the most part, too, I'm never mean either.
I'd be mean if I reviewed
I wouldn't
that
have
game.
A husband if that was the case. Or I wouldn't have my husband.
Yeah. I wasn't mean, but I was very
I would have been
facetious.
Mean.
Yeah.
I would have been mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, that game aside, you know, nobody sets out to make a bad game. There are always just very extenuating circumstances like time and budgets.
Lack of talent.
Or people quitting in the middle of the project, and, you know, that kind of stuff happens. So, his other question, he says that he knows most of us are married and or settled down, but do we think that there should be more dating sites tailored to gamers?
No, I think that's like having a dating site tailored to readers or to TV watchers or something. I just feel like it's becoming... I don't know. Maybe I'm delusional again because we live in a weird little bubble, but
all you have to do is go to myign.com.
There's a lot of female bloggers now.
Actually. It was very surprising, but not only that, but it sort of I don't know how it matches you.
And I would actually charge what's his name?
Kyle.
I would actually charge Kyle that. It's your mission to go convert more women. Date a non-gamer and convert her. Bring her over.
There you go.
Get more.
She's
got
to be open to the idea, though.
Yeah.
She can't be super anti-game.
I wouldn't trust someone who is anti-game.
True.
Yeah.
You don't want to have fun?
Take that, mom and dad.
Okay.
I love you. I'm sorry.
This next one.
It's okay. They would never listen to a podcast.
Not really a question. Kind of a shout out. Mike. Mike says his girlfriend needs some other women to play online with her on Xbox Live. Her gamer tag is Sandy Girl, S-A-N-D-E Girl. And he says he doesn't mind if dudes send her friend requests as long as they're respectful. So be nice.
I would say that people should be respectful.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yes. Be nice to your fellow nice gamers.
Yes. Okay. So next question comes from Talon. Talon wants to know our thoughts on recently announced Mass Effect movie and who we think should play Commander Shepard.
The thing that's going to be good.
I would rather see Shepard as a woman, but I know they're not going to do that.
Oh, no. They would never do that.
They won't do that.
Nope.
It's a bummer.
Because they don't put women in starring roles in big things like that. Because
it doesn't sell.
Well, you say
if they made the armor like low cut or something, they could totally do female.
Yeah, but that's going to be the side character, the sidekick. Is the woman in the low cut armor.
That would be Ashley then. Oh my god, I hope they pick somebody for Ashley that's not fugly.
I'd like to see them kind of do stuff like they've done in comic book movies where they're getting like some really, really great actors to play the leads, like Christian Bale and Batman and Tobey Maguire.
Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man.
Yeah, those.
Just trying to think of somebody for sure.
Somebody on that caliber.
It's hard. I need like a list from IMDb.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I have a Joseph Gordon-Levitt crush.
He's too small.
He's not manly enough for you.
I like him. Don't get me wrong. I do like him. But I just don't think he's like believable in that sort of a role.
Yeah.
It was another. I'm trying to think of other actor crushes that I have.
I know. It's hard. I have crushes on all.
Ooh, maybe Chris Pine.
Nah.
I like him.
He's too corn fed Midwest looking vanilla boy.
Oh, just shave his head. Shave his head. He'll be fine.
Okay, next question comes to us from Sebastian. Sebastian wants to know what our thoughts are on DLC. Is it a true way for developers to expand the gaming experience, or is it just corporate BS invention from publishers to keep sucking our wallets dry?
I think that varies from game to game.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit annoyed with the stuff from Mass Effect 2, specifically the two extra characters you get, because it annoys me that they weren't a part of the real game, because then by the time you get them, usually you're already done with the campaign. So you just get them and you do their mission and then that's it.
Yeah,
you don't really get to use them unless you replay the game, and
or if you haven't played it yet, as I have,
right? Or if you haven't played it yet, but I don't know, it ticks me off. And not only that, because
how much are they?
I don't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head. Okay. I have no idea. But they aren't as fleshed out as the other characters either. Like, so once you're done with that, all the other ones you can go and have, like, the cinematic talk, whatever, with.
Right, right.
These ones you can't. You can click on objects in their room, and then they'll talk about that object, but that is it. There's no chance to romance them. There's no chance to do pretty much anything. So they just sort of feel like they're just slapped on there like a Band-Aid or something, and it's kind of weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But there are other DLCs that I do like. So, I don't know. It really varies with DLC. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you're just like, why the hell wasn't this already part of the game?
It's like with PC game expansions. You know, it's the same sort of, it's the same thing. Some of them are good and worthwhile and worth the money. And some of them are a shameless attempt to steal your money.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Aaron. Aaron wants to know what some of our favorite bands are. He says he likes Queens of the Stone Age. And if anybody else likes them, that we'll have a devoted listener forever.
I like
them too. They put on an awesome live show. I saw them open up for Nine Inch Nails a few years back. Oh God, more than a few years now. It's probably been like 5 or 6 years. But in case you hadn't guessed, Nine Inch Nails is my favorite, along with polar opposite Tori Amos. Her older stuff, her newer stuff is not as good. And I also am into like new wave stuff, like The Cure, The Smiths, Depeche Mode, all that kind of stuff. That's me.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, my college years were in the era of chicks with pianos and guitars, the whole Lilith Fair thing. So I listened to a lot of that then. Current bands that I like a lot, I was a big fan of The Shins before they broke up.
I like The Killers. That's about the only current band.
The Killers. I like Phoenix a lot.
Yeah,
I don't even listen to the radio for current.
Oh, I don't listen to the radio.
I feel like I've sort of dropped off from like the music. Recently, Lady Gaga, I'm going to her concert on Monday. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, that's like the first concert I've been to in years. And yeah. I don't search out music. I just sort of wait for somebody to tell me that something's cool.
I don't
cool.
search out music, but I listen on Pandora most of the time. And so
I did until I got an ad every other song, and then I wanted to punch myself in the face.
Oh, I haven't had that. KCRW is also a good stream. So if anyone out here doesn't, I mean, they do a lot of contemporary stuff, and they're the public radio station out of Santa Monica, but they have a whole music thing and you can stream it. And they do a lot of very eclectic. Morning yeah. Becomes Eclectic. That's the name of their biggest cool. music show. So
what
that's a
you,
good
Megan?
Place to get more stuff.
In terms of anything like from the past 10 years, it's a lot of dance stuff, like a lot of DJs like Paul Oakenfold and Deadmau5 and stuff like that. But I'm really into sort of like older bands. Like I've been to 2 AC/DC concerts, and I like Metallica and Stone Temple Pilots, and all the way back to like the Beatles. Like mm-hmm. I was watching something on PBS with a tribute band called Rain, and at first I thought that were the Beatles, and I was like, what is happening? I've gone through a time warp. And then I finally figured it out, and I was like, oh, okay, great. So I'm like, I'm typing on my computer, only half listening, but I knew all the lyrics to all the Beatles songs.
Yeah,
to be a huge fan. And what else? I used to have really weird eclectic mix. Like I used to have like Paula Abdul and like old school stuff like that, but it's hard to find anything contemporary that I like where I was like, I gotta go out and buy that album. So it's mostly just dance remixes of just about anything and everything. So you'll mostly find DJs in my music collection as opposed to any actual bands.
I also like a lot of alt country. So like old 97s and Wilco and Sunvolt and Uncle Tupelo. And
Uncle Tupelo. Interesting.
Uncle Tupelo is a great band. Was a great band. They
I
no
like
longer
that,
exist.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Next question comes to us from Sheila. Sheila wants to know what are our favorite things to snack on while gaming?
Oh gosh.
Smart Food white cheddar popcorn.
You nailed it off the top
wow.
of your head.
A raspberry Snapple icy.
Wow. I actually don't snack while gaming very
that
often.
That was what I That was when I had got Mass Effect 2 over the weekend. I didn't leave my house. Thank God I bought this bag of Smart Food before, because that was all I ate all weekend.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like that was my food. Was Amazing. That and like my raspberry iced tea and
nice.
Wow. Because I didn't want to leave my room.
I actually use gaming as a distraction to keep me from snacking at times, because my hands will
deterrent.
Be
yeah,
busy
because,
and
yeah.
I get yeah. immersed and I stop thinking about the fact that I'm hungry, which, you know, could be a bad thing if I do it for too long, but,
yeah.
you know, in an attempt to, you know,
over a weekend,
I'm not too worried about any of us keeling over at a computer and dying
yeah.
because
yeah,
we haven't
right.
eaten or slept.
Yeah.
In
True.
I think we're not quite that
I think
bad.
When I was playing yeah. Harvest Moon, Tree of Tranquility, I was completely addicted to that game, like crack. And I would either eat tortilla chips, like white corn tortilla chips, or I would eat like almonds or peanuts or something like that and drink a lot of sparkling mineral water.
Yeah, the only thing I think I've ever eaten while gaming, and this is only like while playing like Bejeweled Blitz or a Facebook mm-hmm. game or something, I'll eat some popcorn because it's a one-handed ordeal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't really eat while gaming, although the thing that I've been snacking on the most lately has been stupid peanut butter M&M's. I hate those things.
Because they're only a quarter.
They're only a quarter, and our vending machine always has them, and I had my first bag this morning at 9:30.
What?
I feel like an alcoholic. I'm like, it's 9:32 already? I'm sure people eat peanut butter M&M's for breakfast all the time, and yeah, then I went up and I bought a stupid. I've had two bags again today.
Wow.
Hate them.
Well, it's peanut butter, so it's sort of kind of.
It's not even
no,
remotely.
It's not
no,
good.
No, no. Yeah. I tried no. and I failed.
I know. Thank you. That was nice of you.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Steve, who is Skeven on our boards. Wants to know if any of us are reading comic books. I do not read comic books. I'm sorry.
I know, but Greg wants me to read these Batman ones. Hush, I think is what. It's called because it's got I like Catwoman because I think she's cool,
yeah,
but especially with Batman Arkham City that's coming out, I was right. like, oh, Catwoman, yeah. So he's like, you should read these, so I'm gonna give those a shot.
I've read my husband got me a collection of the Spider-Man Loves Mary Jane, where Mary Jane is the main character as opposed to Spider-Man. and I hated it. It was the most daft, like, ridiculous, girly.
I kind of don't like Mary Jane.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But just I mean, little, this this just made her character, like, even worse. I was just nice. Like, yeah. No. So
that's why I like Catwoman. She's sort of bad. She's sort of good. You don't really know where she's going to fall.
I tried looking over Media Mike's latest Scott Pilgrim. I guess the sixth comic or something came out. And so obviously it's the sixth one, so I don't totally understand what's going on. But I couldn't really connect.
It.
Yeah, I couldn't really connect with it. And I think
did any of you read
Buffy?
No. The one they made a movie out of. I'm blanking.
Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Okay. So that's the only graphic. I read that because I was like, okay. Like, I mean, I know there's a lot of really, really, really good graphic novels out there and good comics. And so I thought, well, I'll start with this one, which is, you know, renowned as one of the best ones. And I will say it's a skill. It would take time to develop the skill of reading comics. Like, I have a really hard time doing the pictures and the words. Like, I want to go through and read all the words on the page, but then you get so much from the images too. And I was not good at reading it. Like, it was a very hard read for me. And I thought Watchmen was good. But it was just, it was hard enough for me to do that I think it would take a lot of practice.
You don't want to, like, jump right back into something else.
Yeah, so I haven't read anything else.
My husband really likes, and his friend in Chicago really likes the Invincible series as well. So I've heard that one's pretty good.
I just remembered something. So Frank Miller, I actually read 300 because it's not very long. It's like 20 pages. And he has a new one called Xerxes coming out, which will be like six parts. I will probably read that because it's about ancient Greek history, which I like. So, and it's Frank Miller, so it's pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Next question comes to us from Matt. Matt wants to know what we think about Lara Croft and whether or not she is a positive female.
She has boobs. And a butt.
Well,
that's what I know. That's what I know about Lara Croft. She's got much bigger assets. Than I do.
But they are smaller than they used to be.
I was talking about, like, original. Yeah, I'm thinking original, like, giant.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Tiny waist.
You know, I don't have a problem with Lara Croft. No.
I like it
know?
That she saves herself and that she's...
She's not
smart.
A bimbo.
I'm in favor of any time. Yeah, like anything that
she may look like a bimbo, but she can kick some ass.
Yeah,
exactly.
She doesn't go, oh, help me, man.
Yeah.
You're a big, strong man. Exactly. So I appreciate that about her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny because I've never really... They've just done enough with changing her backstory. She's just never been a super compelling character for me.
Yeah. I mean, they don't get real deep into her personality.
She's just very kind of like wooden. But no, I don't think she's detrimental. There's a whole lot more.
There's a lot out there that's worse. Princess Peach for one.
Mario, help me.
Okay. Next question comes from Daniel. Daniel wants to know if we think that because gamers are getting older, that will equate to more responsible gamer parents. Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Have the next generation of gamer babies.
Yeah, at the very least, at least their parents will know about games.
They'll know the ratings. Yeah. They'll understand what all
that
means.
Well, and also they won't be afraid of... I mean, the thing that I see the most is, like, parents who don't know games and so are and they're afraid of them. And so then therefore they use that as an excuse to not pay any attention.
Afraid to subject them to any sort of violent...
Well, and not just that. Like, they're afraid. They don't want to do it. Like, they don't understand how to control it. And they're like, oh, I just don't understand those. And so then they just buy them whatever. Ever, and then they're like, I can't believe that they, you know.
Yeah, so hopefully that will be the case. Okay, I think we got time for one more. This question comes to us from Hiroko. I don't know if that's a screen name or if that's an actual name. Wants to know if we think that the older gamer, this is, must have been all responses to our older gamers episode. You can tell how backlogged we are on questions. Do we think that the older gamers are sticking to casual games, or are they evenly spread out throughout the spectrum? And if so, why do you believe they aren't part of the hardcore party? Well, I think a lot of them, you know, like the people that buy the Wii and stuff are casual gamers. And I think the reason why they're not part of the hardcore party is because they haven't had enough time with gaming yet.
I also think it's important to, again, distinguish that it's less the games that are hardcore versus casual and the behavior that's hardcore versus casual. And I would say, like, behavior-wise, yes, I think it's spread all the way throughout. Because you can get crazy people at any level and casual people at any level.
But also, older gamers have more responsibilities and other things to take care of. So, I mean, as you were saying, you didn't have any time, Dana, to really do gaming because you've got stuff going in your house and you've got your kid and you've got your work and it's... You know, you can't afford to sit there. Well, I mean, you could if you want to, you know, play hours and hours of Halo or Mass Effect or something like that.
My problem is that there are a lot of things I like to do for my leisure activities. So, I mean, overall, I have less time.
Small amount of leisure time, and then you have to split that between everything else.
And some weeks gaming loses.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we break, I would like to quickly say that this tomorrow I am leaving for Hawaii.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving IGN. I am announcing that. I'm not leaving IGN.
Suck it, Hill.
Hope he listens to this podcast. But no, I'm going to be going to Hawaii tomorrow for the Pokemon tournament in Kona. So should you also be venturing that way, go ahead and hit me up on my IGN or whatever.
How long are you there
let
for?
Me know. Just for the weekend, pretty much.
Oh, that's why Jack did his mohawk for
the tournament. But yeah, so hopefully during that weekend, I will be able to catch the remaining Pokemon that I need.
How many do you have left?
Oh, a lot, like 200. But because we went to the one in San Mateo a few months ago and... There, we just didn't do it correctly, and if we had, I probably would have finished it there.
Right.
Because there were so many people willing to trade with me, and there was such a long line of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was just like we started doing it, and then they started letting people in. So I only got, but I got 30 in like 15 minutes or something.
Oh, wow. Right,
so I'm like, shoot, this is going to be easy as pie if I can get to that line where we're just waiting and not doing anything.
Yeah.
And snatch them all up. So that's my plan.
All right.
Cool. Good awesome. Also, we will be at PAX, Penny Arcade Expo, which is happening over Labor Day weekend. It's September 3rd through the 5th. We are doing a panel. All five of us will be there doing a panel. And we don't have a topic yet. So send us some topic suggestions.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to hear us talk about?
And we should, the tentative plan is that it will be videoed. And so you will be able to watch it later on IGN, even if you can't come see us in person.
Yes. And then there, I think at some point will be a meet and greet, but we don't have the exact details.
We don't have any details. Yeah. Do we even, have they confirmed that is indeed
Chris
the time?
Chris said it was going to happen. Yeah.
No, at 8. No.
Our panel is indeed
at 8.
No, they haven't posted the schedule yet on the PAX website.
I really hope that it doesn't change too much because my flight's
we
should have book a hotel room too.
Okay.
Yeah,
book a hotel room today because they're it's gonna be hard.
Right. Okay. So send in topic suggestions for us for PAX. You can do that by email or on Facebook. And if you have other questions, you can send those too to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us all on my IGN. And if you haven't signed up for an account yet, you should.
It's awesome
because it's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I am not on the editor's page because they oversighted me and I've told them. But yes, I'm Dana-IGN. Everyone else is on the editor's page.
Yes.
Well,
I know. But I was looking through and I'm like, hey.
I
work here too.
Yeah. Well, I know. My profile thing doesn't pop up on my bylines like it does for everybody else.
Mine doesn't either. So. They're fixing that. So you should email.
Yeah.
I did.
Them. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow. So
it's all the girls. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not really. We don't really think so.
No. So sign up on my IGN and thanks so much for listening and we will be back with you next week.
Bye bye.